Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, May 8th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. New crop soybeans saw decent gains yesterday, while old crop beans, corn, and wheat spent much of the day struggling. Traders will be watching for signs of new crop bean demand over the next couple of weeks, as U.S. values have finally gotten cheaper than Brazil offers as we work into the harvest. While it is still early, new crop bean sales have been incredibly disappointing to start the year, running well behind normal pace, with Chinese demand almost entirely absent. U.S. beans store better than their Brazilian counterparts, possibly opening a door to additional government purchases for reserves, demand that seems to be much less price sensitive than that of private crushers. The Chinese government is reportedly buying Argentina soybeans for their reserves, something that prior to last year's surge in whole bean exports was rare. Argentina beans are similar to U.S. beans when it comes to oil content and storability and are cheaper than late summer U.S. offers, but they do bring with them worries of execution on the trade as the frequency and impact of rolling strikes across the country starts to pick up. Here in the U.S., the most recent round of heavy rain and thunderstorms has moved out of the western corn belt and into the eastern belt, slowing planting progress. Traders, analysts, and meteorologists keep saying we will have a drier window this weekend into next week to help aid planting pace. However, when looking at the rainfall outlook, the window appears to be shrinking, with some of the wettest areas struggling to see a long enough break in rainfall to dry out enough to start fieldwork again, with literal hours of progress seen between rain events in some parts of the country. And traders will be watching a situation in the Black Sea closely, as we are not only seeing the war heat up again with Ukraine and Russia targeting each other's domestic infrastructure, we are also seeing possible production issues. Weather in Russia's largest wheat-producing region has been less than ideal for the last couple of months, with well below normal rainfall and above normal temperatures. The dryness has stuck around, unfortunately, though temperatures have fallen well below average, with reports of a frost last weekend and another one possible tomorrow. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service issued a clarification to a federal order issued last month concerning a threat posed by highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as the H5N1 bird flu, in dairy cattle. Any lactating dairy cattle being moved state to state require a certificate of veterinary inspection. All cattle on a CVI will be required to have an official ID, and a certificate must show the cattle are free from nor have been exposed to a known contagious and infectious disease. There are no exceptions to this rule, according to APHIS. Per the federal order, all lactating dairy cattle must have both a negative test for influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory using the NAHLN-approved assay prior to interstate movement, and a CVI, even those within a closed system. 9 states have had outbreaks of H5N1 with 36 dairy herds affected, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The disease had been detected in 9,296 wild birds at the start of the month, and more than 90.8 million poultry in 48 states have been affected, according to the CDC. In the livestock markets, the strength of boxed beef on Monday supported the potential for increased demand from the packers for cattle this week. Traders feel cash will be at least steady with last week and supportive of the market. However, the movement of boxed beef in one day does not mean a change in trends. Boxed beef prices yesterday were mixed, with choice down 29 cents and select up 2.59. Even though the weakness to choice cuts was minor, it does keep demand in check. The support may come from the increasing chain speed, requiring packers to purchase more cattle. In weather notes, flood watches and warnings have been issued in several states, including Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio, according to the National Weather Service. Excessive rainfall in south-central Missouri led to watches and warnings, according to the agency. Up to 6 inches of precipitation are expected today in the area, and 2 to 4 times the normal amount of rain has fallen in the past 2 weeks. That will increase the risk of flooding in the region. In southern Ohio, 1 to 3 inches of rain have already fallen, pushing waterways over their banks. Flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations is imminent, according to the agency. Numerous roads remain closed due to flooding. Now a check-in on the markets. We have corn trading lower, soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, and all wheat contracts are trading lower to start this Wednesday. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle and feeder cattle are trading higher, while lean hogs are trading lower. Crude oil is trading lower, gold and silver are both lower, and on Wall Street, the Dow is trading lower. That is the Successful Farming Daily podcast for this Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.